A good way to wrap up regular season?
Yeah, I think they came out and we were kind of sluggish offensively. Had to do some adjustments defensively. You know, they moved the ball pretty well at times in between the 20s. But we got stuff figured out. And offensively, obviously played both quarterbacks. Pluses and minuses, but obviously more pluses. We got the win, but good things out of both quarterbacks tonight.
What'd you like the most seeing out of Bosshammer?
Just him being able to move in the pocket, take care of the football majority of the time. Yeah, he threw an INT, bad read on that play, but he ran the ball well. Also, he got us in the right calls a couple times. We gave him some responsibility. He pulled the ball and threw it one time, which we haven't done a lot, but it's always been a component of our offense. So he played pretty well tonight.
Why'd you give him so much time?
Because we figured out, you know, I shouldn't say figured out. We knew a long time, but we struggled in our pass game a little bit. You know, he brings another dimension to us. Then also going into the playoffs, we wanted to have whoever we're going to play see both quarterbacks and get them some extra things that they have to work on going into the game.
And even with that, you're able to throw a pass from Bosshammer to Chris through their quarterback-to-quarterback mm-hmm. connection for a touchdown.
Yeah, we've been working on that probably the past 3 weeks. They have them both in the backfield. We even went a two-back set tonight that we haven't done that in probably about 4 years. But those guys in the backfield together, you know, we've got some other little tricks that we're going to do with those guys, but it causes the defense to prepare a little bit different.
Got all the points figured out? Know where you're going?
We don't. We knew we had a possibility of 12 additional points. You know, as I come up here, my phone's beeping. People sending me, you know, 3 of the 14 that we needed to win, have won. But again, we don't know what everybody else is doing, but we took care of our end. So we figured we can fall between a 6 and a 10 is where we'll be. So hopefully we can get that 6, 7, 8 and host the game and not have to get on the roll. But no matter what, we're happy to be back in the playoffs.
That was an important goal at the start of the mm-hmm. season, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, that wasn't our standard of football. You know, the goal was to work on the offseason, work on not just the physical part of it, but the mental part of it. What do we need to get corrected to get ourselves in a mindset to be a playoff football team? And our young men did that pretty well in the offseason, which shows our record this year. You know, personally, I don't think a lot of people thought we would get to this point, but here we are because of the change in the decisions they made to be disciplined in some things and be bold enough to be challenged by us. You know, if this is what you want, then we're going to coach you like you want to be a playoff team, and we're going to push you. And so they responded well to that.
Penalties was a big thing for the Stars tonight. What's a big mm-hmm. thing cleaning that up here?
It just comes down to discipline. Just the minor things, and they know it. You know, it's just like, you know, one of those, you know, Carson, you know, bad hit on a guy. You know, a little thing. So he came off, he goes, yep, I knew I should have just laid off. It's just discipline. And we talked about things like that will hurt you in the playoffs. You know, just like I think we had one big run, then it has to come back because we have a hold. Or yep. Little things like that will set you back big time in the playoffs. And we remind guys, you know, like one play, Pete Holman went the wrong direction on an option play. Thank goodness we didn't pitch the ball. But you only get one opportunity, and that's what we're telling. There's no do-overs. You get one opportunity, and we got to capitalize on every opportunity that we have.